Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option. Hey, Kara, I want to share some interesting data points with you.
That's funny. Like, why would you want to share data points with me? Did you not listen to our last podcast where I said I disconnect when people start talking about analytics?
So is it really analytics, or is it statistics, or is it huge spreadsheets of number, or is it interesting facts?
I like interesting facts. That was the only thing of what you just said that I got somewhat excited by.
So let me restart. Karen, I have some interesting facts for you.
Oh, good. What is it?
So 80% of employees work for organizations that have stated values, but only 23% agreed that they could apply those values to their everyday work.
Huh.
Another one. 1 in 5 Americans reported leaving a job within the past 5 years due to a negative company culture. And this turnover has cost businesses an estimated $223 billion.
You know what, Jen? I love that you're saying that. And I just wish that some leaders would actually pay attention to those numbers.
Completely, right? So you and I are so in and out of various organizations, and there's different levels of maturity. And maturity can come across many, many different things. One of the things that many organizations talk about, but perhaps don't follow it up with actions, is caring about the company culture. And they'll say, yeah, our people matter. We care about our people. We're concerned about our people. But they're not proactively saying, what is our culture? Why do we have this culture? What culture do we want to have? And so it's about that so many, there's so many reasons, and I'm going to cite one, that a lack of leadership skills often will create cultures by default, not by design.
All day long.
Yeah, go ahead, Kara.
No, that's what I was going to say, Jen, all day long when people don't see it. And that's, it's interesting because we can see it because we're not immersed in it. And I think that the culture, like people are starting to understand a little bit that kind of the cultures that they have created by default don't work. However, I think a big piece of that and is helping them see how much this costs them.
Yeah. Right. And so we thought today we're going to break down what is culture, so that as our listeners start thinking through this, it's not just about we care about our people, but it's really looking at what is culture, what does it mean, and how to be able to create it. So when we think about workplace culture, it essentially is the shared languages, behaviors, systems, and ways of working together. So I'm going to say that again. It's shared languages, behaviors, systems, and ways of working. Those components end up creating a culture. So let's talk a little bit, Kara, about shared language.
Well, it's funny, Jen, because it's I think not only is it the shared language, like we have to understand each other. And I think that a big part of this is, you know, who are we talking to? What are the conversations that we're having? But I think that that shared thing is that, you know, how do you use the shared language with values, you know, agreements, principles, the way that we're working together, like all those things, and not only with the people that work for us, that the people that are our peers, that the people that are above us, and actually to, you know, the organizations that we're, how do they talk that language to the people that are buying their products?
Yeah, it's really about the way that people talk with each other. You use the word agreements. I love that. So how do we make agreements? What language do we use in our partnerships? And how do we move together throughout the organization? So a great one is people love to use the word accountability. We have an accountable culture. We need accountability. We need less accountability, more accountability, different accountability. But unless you define what that is, and if we're using the shared language of accountabilities, what are the agreements we have around? What does it mean? What does it look like? How does it show up? How do we know if we're following our culture of accountability or we're not following our culture of accountability? It's super important to realize that our values, principles, and agreements are all communicated through a shared language. We know the definitions, we know what they mean, and we know what it looks like.
You know, Jen, I love that you just use the accountability piece, because I think that so often, like, people just say they want it, but they don't even know what it is. And if I say to you, okay, we need to make sure that, you know, we're accountable, like in my head, I have a definition, right? But it can be completely different than the definition that's in your head. So it's really, you know, like, we need to really spell it out and define it for each organization that we work with, because how it shows up in one place is going to be completely different than how it shows up in another place. So it's like, which ultimately here's what we're looking for, right? You want accountability being in the forefront in a culture, but the thing is, how do you get people aligned, you know, with their individual roles that are going to help the team, that are overall going to help the company, and that everybody's working towards the same thing. And that's, and to really truly help create a stronger and more meaningful company culture through accountability. But what does accountability really mean? If you were to define it, like, what are the components of accountability for the organizations that you're in or the organizations that you're working with?
I love it. And it ties really into our ways of working. So the ways of working are basically the norms and practices that everybody adheres to. So norms are really a standard or a pattern. It could be around social behavior or what is typical or expected of a group, right? So do we start our meetings on time? Do they end 10 minutes early? Is there an agenda that goes with it? Do you end every meeting with what did we just decide on? It's understanding the patterns. It's so interesting. There are clients that we work with that we know we will start 1 minute early. And there are clients that we work with that we know we're going to start 11 minutes late. And our culture, Karen and my culture, is we show up 2 minutes early. And even for the 11 minute late client, we will sit on the phone or Zoom or whatever and wait for it to begin, even though we know it, because our culture is we say we're going to be where we're supposed to be when we're supposed to be there. And it's interesting to see that sometimes if we, yeah, so I'll just leave it at that.
You know what, Jen? It's so interesting with that. And I'm just thinking about the 11 minute late culture. It goes so much deeper than that, because, you know, even going and showing up in person for a meeting with one of the leaders of that organization and him not even being there, like those kind of, like, how much does that truly reflect the culture of that company?
So the second part of that with ways of working was around practices. And that's sort of the customs, the habitual or expected procedures or way of doing something. That is also, is everybody have the same expectations? Is everybody held to the same type of standards? Is everybody understand what's expected for when people do gather together or emails, best practices, or do you use Slack, those kinds of things that come up? And the last part is around systems. The impact of when that is defined, when that is carried out, when that is rewarded and reinforced, the impact on the culture is huge. Employee engagement goes up. People are more productive, there's more innovation, there's more satisfaction, there's a higher level of fulfillment, and there are shared values that people can get behind for meaning and purpose. So those two data points that we had at the beginning actually change when there's a culture that is clearly defined. So on that note, Karen, we'll leave them there.
Let's wrap it up. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast. Craving more?
Of course you are.
Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play to win mindset.